Hello, would you like to close your account?
I never set up an account, but this is what happened. I was online looking up a public record, and it said charge $1, and now they're trying to charge my credit card again for $28.95.
Can you provide
And
your email address?
Sophia Gregory 2007 at yahoo.com.
Okay. Thank you. And I've located your account and I've closed your account and canceled all future charges. And I thank you for providing that email address, but I've closed your account, canceled all future charges. You'll receive an email confirmation shortly. Anything else?
One question, like where did that, how did that $28.95, was it something I didn't see when I pressed the button for just a dollar?
On the payment screen at the website, publicrecords.info, on the right-hand side of the screen in the order summary, it explains that you'll be charged $1 for your report. You're also going to be provided
right.
with 29, you're also going to be provided with 29 search credits each month. Each report is $1. And you're automatically being signed up for the volume discount at $29 a month, and you may cancel any time.
Well, they got me because I did not see that. And I thought, honestly, I thought public records were free. I completely understand your business model, but I don't think it's ethical.
Well, I mean, okay, so I would highly, I would recommend that if you're interested, just go back to our website, publicrecords.info.
Oh,
well, no, the reason I say this is because what if you're on any website on the internet? You're on our website, and it's on the payment screen. It's not, you don't have to click terms and conditions. It's on the
right.
payment screen. It's right there in text that's as large as, if not larger, than anything else on the screen. So you would ask yourself, well, how did I miss this? And if I can,
exactly.
if I missed that, what am I likely to miss on any other website that I could potentially do business on in the future if I don't take a look
totally
at this
agree.
Website to see how they present their information? And also
right.
by looking at the website again, you can, you know, get a better understanding of how you can feel about our company. We're not trying to rip
mm-hmm.
you off. In fact, on our website,
oh,
it says in the very first, and then at the very top on the right, it says order details. If you're unhappy with your report for any reason, call customer
mm-hmm.
service and request a refund. That's the very first
mm-hmm.
sentence. It says, if you're unhappy with your report for any reason, call customer service and request a refund. At the bottom of the order summary, in the order summary, it says call us anytime 24/7, and it provides our phone number. So we have representatives available every second of every day of the year. Doesn't matter what holiday it is. Doesn't matter whose
All right.
families are celebrating what holiday on any given day of the year. We have customer service agents that are available to take calls from our customers every second of every day of the year. And in the bottom of that order summary where it tells you about the monthly charges, it says call anytime for a refund. So we're all above, we're as far above the board as you could possibly get. We're like Mount Everest above the board. We're trying to do things, you know, right. We don't want anyone to feel like they're getting a bad deal from our company. We're just trying to provide information. You say, well, I feel like public information should be free. Well, unfortunately, we do have to charge a fee for our service so that if you need assistance,
I completely understand.
Yeah, yeah. So we can have a business, you know, that, you know, is able to employ employees and also pay for web hosting services and things of that
right.
nature. That's important. But if you ever want public information for free and a website's trying to charge you for it, you could always just refuse to use that website. Just shut it down and see if you can find the information
right.
elsewhere without having to
Correct.
Come off of your personal credit or debit card information. You know, that would be up to you. But I would definitely recommend that you go back to publicrecords.info, see how our payment screen is laid out, you know, and then in the future on any other website that you visit, you might, you know, be a little bit more hesitant, be a little bit more careful, and be a little bit more interested in making sure that you make a point to look for any potential information that might, you know, have some information that you need to know about, so that way you don't get hit with any unexpected charges that, you know, you, that would make you feel like the company is a bad company. But other than
lesson learned.
Yeah, and other than that, what I would leave you with as being a customer service representative, I would tell you, if you're ever on any website that, you know, it's just some offhand website, because this was publicrecords.info. Who's publicrecords.info, and how do you know you could trust publicrecords.info? Now, thankfully, we are a reputable company, and we are, you know, we're a good company. But if you're on any other website, you know, maybe it's, I don't know, publicinformationforfree.com. And you go to that website, and they're telling you you can get public information for free, but they got to charge you a fee. And then you enter your personal information there, and they put on some rigmarole, and it looks like they gave you some information. And in the next few days, or the next week, or the next 2 weeks, you start seeing all these weird charges show up on your account. Yes, because that website was a scam. They got your information. And now they're out there using it to make fraudulent transactions. So you always want to make sure that if you're on some offhand website that you've never visited before and you don't know if you can trust it, look for and find a customer service phone number, and then call that customer service phone number, and then you'll be able to verify if the company is legitimate. And you'll also be able to ask questions like, well, if I pay today, are there going to be any future charges? What's your process for cancellation? You know, and you know, what are your hours of operation? You know, and by speaking with a customer service agent, you're likely going to be able to tell if it's a real customer service agent or if it's, you know, someone that's trying to, you know, play a game with you and pretend. Yeah, there's a complete difference between someone who's a professional customer service representative and someone who's trying to fake it until they make it. Because faking it till they make it ain't going to work.
I completely understand. But I'm never on these websites, honestly. So it's just a lesson learned. My grandmother passed, and I just needed to look up some information on her because I'm still trying to find out if she had a will, if she had something, a lawyer attached to her, you know, public records. That was the only reason why I was on it. So it's nothing that I needed. I just didn't expect, you know, this charge. So, yeah, but lesson learned. And I think I need something from you saying that it was closed so I can call back my credit card company because they put a hold on my credit card now.
An email was sent confirming the cancellation.
Okay. All right. So I'll send them a screenshot of that, and I'll get the information from that. What is your name again?
Miles.
Miles. Okay, Miles. I apologize if I was a little bit harsh. I just didn't understand why I was charged $28.95. Now I understand. And moving forward, I will make sure that I do my due diligence and lesson learned. All right.
Yes, ma'am. All righty. Well, if there was nothing further that I could assist with today, I would like to thank you very much for your call today to customer support. It was absolutely my pleasure to assist you, and hope you have a wonderful rest of your weekend.
You too, Miles. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You're welcome. Right. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.